Iranians are bracing themselves for a period of economic hardship after U.S. sanctions came into full force on November 5th. Months before the second round of sanctions against Tehran, U.S. officials had announced that sanctions were aimed at bringing Iran's oil exports to zero to further pressure the Iranian government. But the news raised global oil price, which forced Washington to change its policy.
The widespread opposition against Washington and the market reliance on Iranian oil has prompted the White House to issue waivers for Tehran's main oil buyers. Iran says this shows that the Iranian oil cannot be withdrawn from the market.
But people believe Washington's sole purpose of maximizing economic and political pressure on Iran is to make life difficult for the Iranian nation, and indeed create division between the government and the people.
The U.S. sanctions against Iran are not something new. Tehran has faced several rounds of sanctions from Washington over the past four decades. Of course, sanctions have an impact on Iran's economy and the people, but Iranians know how to deal with it if they get united.
The U.S. has violated an international treaty when it quit the nuclear deal, and their imposition of sanctions is a huge mistake. But if Iranian officials strictly control prices, the sanctions will not affect the nation that much.
The U.S. sanctions are illegal and unjust. More than anything, they will affect ordinary people's lives. Sanctions are indirectly targeting medicine and food for Iranian people because banking restrictions will prevent medical imports into the country.
Tehran has vowed resistance in the face of Washington's economic pressure. Iran has also held several rounds of talks with the remaining signatories to the nuclear agreement to receive insurance that remaining in the deal will safeguard Tehran's interest. Someone could jury press TV, Tehran.